This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
It's been 2 years now since the Egyptian revolution, and the economy there still hasn't recovered. The hardest hit, as usually happens, have been the poor, millions of whom live in slums and shanty towns. Kimberly Adams reports now. They say they're in worse shape than they were before.
A few minutes' walk from a busy highway along the Nile River is the shantytown where Naima Mohammed says she's lived for 45 years. Piles of garbage fill crooked alleyways, and corrugated metal roofs balance on haphazard dwellings made of leftover building materials. Mohammed bursts into tears when asked how her neighborhood has fared since the revolution. Egyptian police largely withdrew after the uprising, and Mohammed says local toughs took over the small slum.
I'm fed up. The thugs want us out, and they fight with us.
As she comforts her mother, Nadia Mohammed says in one of those fights, they attacked them with knives and acid.
Where's the government? It's been 2 years since the revolution. No security, no safety, nothing.
The government says at least 420 of the officially acknowledged slums are unsafe. Mohammed is lucky she has a bathroom, which some of her neighbors clearly do not.
Look at it, Egypt doesn't necessarily have a homeless problem, but at the other end, the people that do live in structures, the structures themselves, are not very good to live in.
That's Yahya Shawkat of the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. He points out that high unemployment and a bad investment climate since the revolution mean people who have extra cash can stash it in real estate, but prices are still too high for most Egyptians. A recent report from a local NGO said there are more than 6 million empty housing units, real ones, not shacks, in Cairo alone. Food prices are up as well. At a government-run bakery near Naima Mohammed's home, people press against each other to buy the fresh baked and heavily subsidized loaves. Egypt's plummeting currency reserves and rising deficits tax the new government's ability to maintain its generous subsidy program. Wheat supplies seem safe for now, but fuel to keep power plants running, not so much. Bakery supervisor Amr Thabit.
The electricity cuts off for an hour, 2 hours. Sometimes the dough gets spoiled. Before the revolution, there was no problem with electricity.
Naima Mohammed fell into another fit of sobs, explaining the electricity bill for her cramped but clean two-room home had skyrocketed to 35 Egyptian pounds a month. That's about $5.
We said after the revolution, everything will improve. But it turns to be worse. Nothing changes.
The rich are still rich, and the poor can't speak. We can't.
The government says it's going to implement a new property tax on the wealthy and that some of that money will go towards revitalizing slums. But no one expects that anytime soon. In Cairo, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.